This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, welcome back to Straight Heat, SB Nation Radio. Going to talk to an old friend. Haven't seen her in a little while because, you know, she's moved on from Houston off to the LA Times. She's big time now. Well, she's always been big time. But she covers the LA Lakers for the LA Times. She's Tanya Ganguly. Hey, Tanya, how you doing?
I'm good. I got so many, because of everything that's going on with the Lakers right now, I got so many requests today. And I was going to say no to this one, but then I read it, and I was like, Patrick Creighton, I got to do it. I remember, you know, like, I got to do it, my old Houston people. So happy to be on with you.
That is very kind of you. I appreciate it. And I can imagine that you have been slammed with requests today. And I bet your day tomorrow is probably going to be a little busy, not going to lie. But
yeah.
So you apparently got a lot of stuff to talk about today because there's a, you know, more stories coming out today. The Lakers are like in, you know, full court press mode on trying to get the Spurs to deal them Kawhi Leonard. They don't know what's going on with Paul George. You know, will these guys, you know, are the secondary guys holding up getting LeBron to commit? What is going on right now with the LA Lakers?
Well, this is an organization more than any, I've covered a lot of different teams, more than any other team I've covered, that really believes that they can change the complexion of their franchise really fast. So last year, I remember Mitch Kupchak before this, during training camp, said, you know, this is what our team looks like now, but who knows, there may be a deal in the works that can change it dramatically, and because that's the history of this organization. So they really believe that, like, anything is possible. But, you know, early on, last week, the Spurs were not really willing to talk to the Lakers about trading for Kawhi Leonard. And today, I mean, I had a source tell me today that they had a productive conversation. So, you know, things may be changing a little bit in the direction of the Lakers being able to figure something out. I would still be surprised if they were able to trade for Kawhi Leonard. I don't know that the Spurs want to do that, want to give the Lakers the ability to create the super team that they're trying to create. But you know, they've had productive conversations, and I think it's not in the Spurs' interest to have Kawhi come back for another year because things are so toxic between them right now.
Now, Tanya, do you think it's Kawhi or Paul George, or do you think it's Kawhi and Paul George they're trying to move on?
I don't think it's or at all. I think that it's Kawhi, and then you see what else materializes. I mean, Paul George, from what I've been told and from what I've seen, because I covered a little bit of the Thunder's playoffs, and from what I saw, Paul George, he really likes Russell Westbrook. He really enjoyed playing with him. I did a story at the All-Star break, and I talked to Paul's sister, and she said he felt so valued by the Thunder. It's really been a nice environment for him. So, I mean, that's important, feeling valued, feeling important. That's all that all matters to Paul George. But when he comes to LA, you know, he's got a house in LA. He's from Palmdale. Like, when he comes to LA, everybody's cheering for him. They cheer him like he's part of the home team. So I'm sure that plays a part in, you know, any decision that he's going to make.
Yeah, Tanya, I got to tell you, I'm highly surprised more and more of these reports keep coming out about, you know, Paul George wanting to stay in Oklahoma City. I mean, he's been signed, sealed, and delivered to the Lakers for like a year and a half. You know, for it to suddenly be different.
Yeah, and, you know, before he went to the Thunder, before that trade was made, he was telling people, and I wrote this last year, he was telling people that he still wanted to be a Laker, you know, that he still planned on winding up with the Lakers at some point. So there is that. But I really think that, like, you know, like, it's the same as anyone. Like, you go into an interview with a certain company and you think you know what you want, but the people interviewing you have a chance, just by virtue of being in front of you, have a chance to sway your opinion. So, I don't know, you know, so the Thunder they had the opportunity to convince Paul, like, this is a good place. This is a place that you would want to be. And, you know, they have done as good of a job as they could do of that. I mean, there's some, obviously, they didn't make it out of the first round this year. So there's that. You know, they don't, Oklahoma City doesn't have the things that LA has in terms of being close to Paul's home, being able to give him some of the things that he likes. Paul George enjoys the LA lifestyle. Like, Oklahoma City doesn't offer that. I mean, there are certain things, but he was there. They were in front of him every day, and they were able to show him how they take care of their people and how they value him. So I think that makes a difference for him.
Tiny Ganguly covers the Lakers for the LA Times with us on the hotline right now. Tanya, now LeBron has to make his decision, opt in, opt out by Friday. What do you expect him to do? Do you have like a percentage of, you know, is it 80-20 he's going to opt out? Like, what are you expecting from LeBron on Friday?
I don't know. I mean, it's really tough to tell. Only LeBron knows. I mean, he probably shared it with some of like his very close associates, but he hasn't really shared it with a lot of people. So, you know, I really don't know what he's going to do. I do get the sense that he's strongly considering the Lakers. But, you know, at this point, I mean, so much can change in the next 48 hours. So I'll be following that pretty closely as well.
All right, Tanya, yesterday Magic said he doesn't feel any pressure. They're going to get the guys they want this year. And if they don't, they're going to get the guys they want next year.
Yeah.
And then if they don't, he's going to quit. But I don't think Magic's really going to quit. Is this, you know, then he's kind of put out this idea of, hey, this could be a 2-year deal. But I always felt like it's a 1-year deal. Like they really think they're going to do it all this year. And next year is kind of the fallback plan. You think it's really a 2-year deal with him? Or do you think, hey, look, we're trying to hammer this all down right now and wrap it up?
Well, they've been saying that for a few months, that it's 2018 and 2019, both classes. I mean, you have to also remember Kawhi Leonard becomes a free agent next year if they can't get him this year. So, you know, those are all factors in that. I mean, they have been hedging it, but I do think that there is a sense. I do think that the Lakers executives have been thinking 2018 is when we will fix the Lakers. I mean, I think that they have had that idea in their minds. So, you know, who knows what will happen, but I do agree that it's hedging for them to say 2018 or 2019. I think that they have set the standard at it will happen this summer. We will get the guys that we need. That's what they have said. So, so it'll be interesting to watch, but I think they have set themselves up for fans to expect that kind of hole.
Now, Tanya, the Lakers made the qualifying offer to Julius Randle today. Now, I know they can rescind it or they can choose not to match if somebody else comes in with a deal, but is that also something where they could potentially use him in a sign-and-trade?
Yeah, they definitely could. I mean, that would also be something that Julius would have to agree to. He's from Texas, so that's something. You know, I think, like, Julius has said a bunch of times that he wants to stay a Laker, but it's just tough to know what the Lakers want to do for him because so much of it is dependent on everybody else and whether or not they're able to pay Julius what he might get elsewhere, what he thinks he deserves, is going to depend on who else they can get. I mean, in order to have, like right now as it stands, if they want to add 2 max guys, they have to renounce Julius and waive and stretch Luol Deng. That's what they have to do. I mean, if they can trade Luol outright, that's a different story. If they can, but there are all these like moving parts there, but it's possible that they could need to renounce Julius in order to sign the guys that they want to sign. So his future is so up in the air, and it's kind of a difficult position for him to be in going into free agency.
Tanya Ganguly covers the Lakers for the LA Times with us on the hotline. Tanya, there was a story a little over a week ago about how like nobody on the Lakers is untouchable. And then late last week, there was, you know, Rob Pelinka talking, everybody talking about how, you know, how much Lonzo Ball has grown and how he's asked Magic to watch film with him and how he came to them with his own workout plan and all that. Is Lonzo somebody that they want to build around, or is Lonzo someone they are willing to deal?
They're willing to deal everybody, honestly. Like, everybody, I mean, right now, like, they have two paths in mind. One path is deal whoever you need to, get the free agents in, completely change the roster. And if you think about, like, if they, for example, if they were to get Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and LeBron James, the only player in his 30s of that group is LeBron James. So they would still be able to, they would still have, like, a few years of this group. And that's really what they're looking for. They don't want to, they want to make sure that they, whatever they do, they have a few years of that plan. But you know, like everybody's available. Like if for the right deal, they would deal anyone. And I think on the hierarchy of guys that they are the most interested in, Kyle Kuzma and Brandon Ingram are probably a little higher than Lonzo Ball in terms of guys that they would be hesitant to part with.
All right, Tanya, if it's LeBron, Paul George, Kawhi, is there anybody else on the list, or is it just those three?
Well, I wouldn't be – I mean, those three are the max guys. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if DeMarcus Cousins is in a situation where he needs a one-year deal, he needs, like, a prove-it deal, I think the Lakers would be interested in that. Chris Paul, I mean, I don't think Chris Paul is leaving Houston, but obviously if he was interested in the Lakers would obviously listen. So, you know, I think they're keeping their options pretty open, but I would be really, really surprised if Chris Paul was an option, was a legitimate option for them. And as I said, with DeMarcus Cousins, it would have to be a situation where Cousins was not tying up a lot of their salary cap.
All right, Tanya, how much different is it covering the Lakers from covering the Texans?
It's super different. I mean, people, like, there's such a broad interest in the Lakers. I mean, I knew people a lot better in the football world, which was really fun, but I still run into people and everyone wants to know about the Lakers. So it's such a high profile team. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun to cover.
No, always happy for your success. Although I do miss you down here in Houston. Tanya Ganguly covers the Lakers for the LA Times. Follow her on Twitter at Tanya Ganguly. Hopefully, we'll get to see you fairly soon as you come down here. Bring some of that nice Southern California weather with you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Tanya. Appreciate it. Tanya Ganguly with the LA Times with us on the hotline. We're wrapping it up next, where the best commissioner in sports is sticking around a little bit longer. Next.